Hey everyone, and welcome to this edition of Stream On. I'm Jim Williams, your host. Now, if you're a fan of European television, and I know a lot of our listeners are, you really need to check out MHZ Choice. Now, they have wonderful dramas, comedies, documentaries, and it's really an almost United Nations of television there. It's wonderful stuff, and they have really put together a fine catalog of programming. And our guest today is the man who pretty much spearheads the programming for MHZ Choice. That's Lance Schwarbus, who is the Vice President of Content and Digital Strategy at MHZ Networks for MHZ Choice. And Lance, again, kudos to you for putting together a really good portfolio of international programming that has a little bit of something for everybody.
Well, thank you for that. You know, as you said, we started out as a part of Virginia Public Broadcasting in the state of Virginia, and eventually we have gained our independence and have launched a commercial enterprise that we call MHZ Choice. And it's our SVOD platform. It's our streaming platform. We've had a very robust DVD business. We've had a very robust TVOD business. And our worldview station and signal is carried in around 30 affiliates throughout the U.S. However, just following the trajectory of the industry, this is the future. You know, cable systems constantly offered, why can't I just pick and choose what I want? Well, now you can with SVOD channels. So it's, you know, a byproduct of a changing industry and also just the economics of it. Not having to carry the inventory and manufacturing costs of DVD and the shipping costs. It's just a much more streamlined way to deliver our content to those who actually want it.
I think another thing, Lance, certainly that I've noticed is that, and I've been now predominantly streaming almost all my entertainment for 4 years. And what MHC brings to me anyway, is I get an opportunity to sample a number of different shows, which I may have heard a little bit about, or I've, you know, seen a little bit of them. Now I can actually get into it, watch them on a regular basis. And the language situation is not a problem, because once you buy into the concept of watching foreign television, just like foreign movies, you know, the language situation isn't a problem. It's fun. And I think that what you're bringing is an opportunity to expand your base, if you will, of entertainment.
Absolutely. And what kind of makes me happy is what I hear frequently after people watch some of our shows. Let's say they watch a show in Danish. They'll swear that by the end of the show, they actually know Danish. The subtitles just become almost, you know, not visible. You just train your eye to watch the images and to read the subtitles at the same time. And eventually you forget all about the words that are on the screen and you just focus on the content.
It's funny. It's, I used to have a company called World Media Now, and part of our group was in Paris. And I still do a lot of work for France 24. And it's the shows that you have on there that are French that keeps my French up well enough to actually be able to make it through this. But it's a fun situation. I know a lot of people, to your point, watch the shows and get a conversational level of watching. So it's not only is it entertaining, it's educating.
Sure. I think, you know, you could do that to a certain degree, but the point of a lot of times our subtitling process, which I think is kind of interesting, is that we don't really go for a direct translation of the dialogue,
right.
Mm-hmm. But rather we try and follow that as much as possible, but mm-hmm. at the same time, try and get the essence of the conversation, the essence of the phrase or the essence of the sentence translated easily enough mm-hmm. and in timely enough fashion to fit on the screen and to be absorbed by the viewer before they move on to the next one. So you're not going to get a literal education of the language, right. But certainly you'll get a gist of it. And after a lot of practice, it does make the actual learning of a foreign language a lot easier, because you do have some basics, you know what the phonetics are, and you're not so unfamiliar with it.
Right. And I think that the fun part is not necessarily by talking about that you learn literally word for word, but if you do know something of the language, you begin to be able to follow it better. I guess
sure.
maybe that would be a better way to put it than what I led people to believe earlier.
And you certainly get to learn a lot of the swear words with our content.
Oh, yes, that's great.
In any given language.
That's always true.
Which are often the first learned.
Yeah, unfortunately, that is the case. I mean, you've got probably what? 600-700 titles of different types of programming in different languages on your service?
Yeah, we have several hundred different programs. You know, we have French, German, Italian, lots of the Scandinavian countries, Belgium, Switzerland. We have predominantly Western European, although
sure.
we did just introduce a really fantastic show called Wataha from Poland, which has been doing really, really well on our service. And we certainly hope to continue that with the second season.
Which ones, we've got a lot of really good shows. What are some of the ones that we should be looking out for? Some of the ones that you would say, you know, if you're going to try, and you guys have a good trial service. Which,
we do. We offer.
I recommend people try it. You're going to have a lot of fun with it. You have plenty of time to get a feel for it.
Yeah, you get 30 days free. So mm-hmm. it's a nice trial time, a nice trial mm-hmm. period. But right now, one of our finest shows, and frankly, one of the best shows I've ever seen on television, is a French drama called A French Village. This mm-hmm. We just launched the final season of this. It is a incredible drama about set during the occupation during World War II. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily about the military aspect of the war, but rather what the occupation does to a singular French village, how it tears the community apart, how it pits family against family, friend against friend, you mm-hmm. know, the traitors surface, the sympathizers surface, and the heroes all surface. And it's a pretty harrowing experience by the end of the series. It's amazing,
well, yeah.
And it stars a lot of the same cast as another really amazing police procedural that we have called mm-hmm. Spiral, or Engrenage, as it was known in France.
Right. Both those series I've enjoyed. On A French Village, it really gives you a level of character, and it's so well written, so well acted that, you know, to me, yeah, the war's going on, but you never really saw the war from the French side of it. And I think that's one of the things from my standpoint, from a historical standpoint, and obviously from an entertainment standpoint, it really gives you a view that really, unless you were French, you're not going to know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, this is a side of World War II that very few Americans are aware of.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, pretty amazing stuff. And
they're amazing performances, too. Audrey Fleurot.
Oh, yeah.
Audrey Fleurot, who also stars in Spiral, is mm-hmm. phenomenal in this, along with Terry Goddard in Spiral. Mm-hmm. and several others who also appear. So we're very proud of it. We're very happy that the seventh season is here, but we're also very sad that, you know, the series has ended. So there's one season for each year of the war.
But see, here's the good thing about it. If you haven't yet subscribed and you're going to take the trial, you haven't seen it. So you have seven seasons to catch up.
Absolutely. Along with a whole lot of other episodes from a lot of other French series and a lot of other great European series.
We'll be back with more of Stream On after this.
Cue the lights. You thought you knew Hulu? Think again. This is Hulu, and it's going to change your life. Now all your stuff magically comes to you. Tons of shows, new seasons, past seasons, Hulu originals, movies, and you can add live TV with sports and news. Finally, all your TV together in one place. It's not a dream. It's TV come true. Cue the logo.
Now more with MHZ Networks. And I enjoyed some of the Mary Higgins Clark stuff that I had not seen before.
Yeah, those have been kind of a surprise for us. I kind of picked those up somewhat reluctantly.
Really?
But they've done quite well, and they're doing really well in some catalogs on DVD.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that it is, you know, they've rushed up our own charts in terms of streaming, but certainly on DVD, they've done quite well.
How about Magellan? That's another good one.
Oh, Magellan has been huge for us. And we're, you know, we have the second series, and we just signed for a few more of the, not series, but the seasons of Magellan. Those will be coming in 2018. It's, again, a kind of in our wheelhouse. The main character is a very fleshed out figure. These are really richly developed roles, well written. And, you know, it's a great series. You get to learn a lot about the detective, about Magellan, and what makes him tick. And also, you get to see some pretty beautiful shots of France as well.
Yeah, it's a bit of a travelogue as well. Take us behind the ropes from your standpoint. You know, having been a programmer myself, when you sit down and try to figure out, okay, what do I want to accomplish here? How do you program the network, the MHC Choice? What do you do in picking the programming that you think are going to be the winners?
Well, quite honestly, it's quite unscientific for me. I take a look and I try and separate myself from the product as much as possible. I try and get myself into, you know, the thought process of our viewer. And I look at what's done well for us in the past, what hasn't done well for us. So I like to try and, you know, stick to what I know has done well for us, but also not shy away from some quirky pieces that we don't necessarily have a track record with. I think a great example of that is a series coming out in 2018 from Finland called Lola Down Under. Lola Upside Down. And it's a very quirky kind of Twin Peaks-like series about a high school girl and some murders that surround her. So I try and stick to our wheelhouse. I try and recognize the fact that our viewers like well-fleshed-out characters. Stick to the fact that our viewers sometimes like the older, more weathered look. They're not necessarily into the pretty boy detectives. They're into the interesting faces and life's lessons expressed in the character.
Yeah, and I think the thing that I find is that you keep not only obviously the French ones are the hottest, but you keep adding different countries where you don't really think about, like you're saying about Danish and other, where you don't really think, oh, wait a minute, that might be interesting. And all of a sudden, you're delving into another country that you had no concept that, you know, that I guess is not known by Americans as being, you know, good in creating television. And clearly there are networks all around the world that are good at creating television.
Right. I can't name names right now because everything's not signed yet, but certainly in 2018, we're going to expand our countries and we'll have an Armenian series.
Wow.
And as a Portuguese series and possibly a Brazilian series as well.
It's amazing. Brazilian television is very, very hot.
Yeah, it is. Some of it is. I've had to sift through a whole lot that isn't so hot, but yeah, what I've seen, I really like. But I'm really kind of excited about the Armenian series. And I really look forward to that. Last year, we had a great series from Ireland. Necessarily so unusual, but it's in Gaelic. It's in the Irish language. So that was quite unusual. And I believe it's called Corp and Anum, Body and Soul. And it's a two-season series that's done quite well for us. And I believe it's the first Irish language television series released in the U.S. And I'm also pretty sure that the Armenian one will be too.
Cool. So what's 2018, what's 2018 looking for at MHC Network?
It's going to be a big year for us. We have some great properties coming up. We have the return of several new seasons of some of our greatest and most well-received series. We have, like I mentioned earlier, the latest and last season of A French Village. We have a new season also of Montalbano coming up, two new episodes of Montalbano. We have new seasons of Spiral, Magellan, and several others. We have great new shows too. We've signed for The Sandham Murders and Spring Tide. We also have released this year a great Italian adaptation of Nero Wolfe. Rex.
That's
Scott.
A great show, by the way. If anybody has missed that, you got to get on there and try it. It is outstanding.
I chased that thing for 2 years.
Did you?
Yeah. And essentially the producer kept saying, you know, there's too much Nero Wolfe in the United States as it is. Why do you want another one? It's like, well, there's only going to be one Italian Nero Wolfe.
Right.
So yeah, we've done quite well with that and we continue to do well with it. We also
Where do you see that much Nero Wolfe in the United States? I haven't, you know, other than the one that was produced, what was it, Timothy Hutton was in a while ago, I haven't seen any Nero Wolfe.
Yeah, there's a couple other companies that have released a lot of Nero Wolfe titles here in the U.S. Also, I'd be remiss if I did not mention one of my favorites coming up, and it is a 1970s television adaptation of the classic French serial killer show Fantomas, originally released, I think Kino has the silent version. And what's really interesting about this 70s television adaptation is that a couple of the episodes are directed by Claude Chabrol, also Louis Buñuel. So really interesting directors with a really kind of fun, kitschy adaptation of this really wonderful and old series, Fantomas.
Cool. Well, I'll tell you what, Lance, why don't you give us how we can get in touch with you guys, how we can follow you on social media?
Well, you can follow us at MHZ Networks, MHZ Choice on Facebook. Also, go right to us. We're available on our own SVOD platform, mhzchoice.com. We're also available through Amazon Channels. If you're a Prime subscriber, you can go on and subscribe to us through that service. And we'll be available on a few more platforms later this year. So we're going to experience a lot of growth, not only in our in our catalog, but on the platforms where we're available during 2018.
Outstanding. Well, Lance, thank you so much for joining us, and we will bring you back and talk a little more further down the road here in 2018, and we wish you and the folks at MHZ Choice all the best, and I do recommend you try them for 30 days. It's a lot of fun, and you'll learn a lot, and if you're like most people, you're going to find out that this is something that is well worth your time and effort to invest in.
Fantastic. And thanks for your time, and thank you for the kind words about MHZ Choice. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure. We'll be back with more of Stream On after this.
Cue the lights. You thought you knew Hulu? Think again. This is Hulu, and it's going to change your life. Now all your stuff magically comes to you. Tons of shows, new seasons, past seasons, Hulu originals, movies, and you can add live TV with sports and news. Finally, all your TV together in one place. It's not a dream. It's TV come true. Cue the logo.
Well, that brings to a close yet another edition of Stream On. Now, if you haven't yet subscribed, shame on you. It's easy. It's free. All right. All you have to do is go to the iTunes Store. We're part of the Apple Podcast family. We're also at Google Play, Blog Talk Radio. We're part of the Stitcher app, which, of course, has so many outstanding podcasts from so many different genres. So happy again to be part of Stitcher. And last but not least, if you're one of the 175 million people, myself included, who has downloaded the TuneIn app, well, then we're there. All you have to do is search Stream On with Jim Williams, hit the favorite button, and every week you'll get a brand new edition of Stream On sent to either your tablet or your phone or both. Okay? So, five different places to get Stream On. Please go out and subscribe today. Special thanks to MHZ Networks, Vice President of Digital Content and Strategies. And that, of course, is Lance Schweifels. And we thank Lance for joining us and hope that you take a chance and go out and check out MHZ Choice. They offer, as a matter of fact, a 30-day trial, so gives you plenty of time to find out if you like MHZ Choice, and we are sure that if you give it a try, you will. All right. Until next week, we hope you have a wonderful weekend. I'm Jim Williams for Stream On.